I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politics. All I want is the truth.
And welcome to Raw Vegan Radio, podcast that will open your mind to alternative theory and uncensored thought. We'll explore issues to help you achieve the ultimate health and happiness, information you can use to take control of your life and integrate towards mind, body, and soul. Hello, my name's Steve, and I'll be your host. We're broadcasting from sunny Southern California, and we're looking forward to taking the journey with you. So just sit back, relax, tune in, and enjoy the ride.
Here's what's on today's show.
And welcome to the first episode of Raw Vegan Radio. My name's Steve Prusak, and I'm going to be your host. Today we have a very special guest, Storm Taliaferro of thegardendiet.com. He'll be discussing his latest film, Breakthrough, a raw film documentary. We're going to have news of the day, and we're going to be reviewing some raw food products. Today, we're going to discuss Greens Can Save Your Life. Victoria Batenko, Creative Health Institute, recorded October 17th, 2005. All this and more on the first edition of Raw Vegan Radio.
Careful how you season and prepare your foods, because you don't want to lose vitamins and minerals, and that's the jewel. Life brings life, it's valuable, so I eat what comes from the ground, it's natural. Let your food be your medicine, no accelerant, strictly herb generates from the sun, because I got melanin and drink water. Eight glasses a day, cause that's what they say.
They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. They say you are what you eat, so I strive to eat healthy. My goal in life is not to be rich or wealthy, cause true wealth comes from good health and wise ways. We got to start taking better care of ourselves. Be healthy, y'all.
And the question is, can we create a film that is without pathos, is without anger? Can we answer the question, is it possible to attain all of our nutrients from natural, organic, vegan food and eating it just the way it comes out of the ground? A lot of learned men, doctors and scientists and nutritionists seem to think that this is impossible, that we need to take supplements, that we need to eat meat and dairy products and a lot of processed and rich foods. I beg to differ with them. I think it is possible to attain all of our nutrients from the food we eat, and that is the premise for the following documentary that you're about to see.
That was a clip from the new DVD Breakthrough, a raw film documentary. And here we are with our first segment. We've got our guest Storm Taliaferro on the line right now from thegardendiet.com. It's an honor to have him. Storm, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Steve.
Well, we really appreciate having you. We love the Breakthrough DVD. We've got people tuning into this podcast for the first time. Some of them might not even know what a raw vegan is or anything like that. How would you even describe that term?
We just eat raw, organic plant food. We don't do any dairy products. We don't do any dehydrated food. We don't do any type of animal products whatsoever. Everything we eat comes from raw, organic plant sources. It fundamentally breaks down to fruit, vegetables, seeds, and nuts. That's our primary food source.
And how long have you been following this type of lifestyle?
I started in 1972 when I was 22 years old. That's when I first went raw. Mm-hmm. And I got such huge results until it's just been a way of life. I've never stopped making breakthroughs at 56 years old.
What are some of these benefits that you're experiencing on it?
I feel as though the aging process, you know, like I, I don't want to say that I slowed down the aging process. I just think that when our diets are not optimized, that it accelerates the aging process. So I feel as though I'm aging naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only recently that I've really been able to look around and see other people my age and see this huge difference. Because, of course, when you're in your 20s, no matter what you eat, you know, like everybody feels good and everybody looks good.
Yeah.
But as we go through these different levels and barriers and time through accumulation of foods that we eat starts to take its toll on us. At 56, I can see a huge difference in the effect that just eating alone has had on people that I've known for, you know, like 30 years.
Right. Was there something that drew you to the lifestyle to begin with? Were you reading books? Did you learn on your own? Did you have a mentor? Or what brought you there to begin with?
I had just gotten back from Korea, where I was introduced to Buddhist vegetarianism. And so it had already started me on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period of time, putting one foot in front of the other, I came to the realization that raw food would be a lot easier to digest, would have a lot more nutrient density, and in turn, you would have a lot more energy eating a lot less, which is huge if you're studying martial arts or if you're into any type of athleticism or any type of training program and format. Then you want to maximize your potential through the foods that you eat.
Now, your website, The Garden Diet, is wonderful. I've been there many times. I've seen all the DVDs you guys have produced out there. The newest documentary, Breakthrough, a raw film documentary, surely ranks among the best available to the public today, in my opinion, from what I've seen out there. And it's my understanding the film will be released in theaters and is currently available on DVD through your website. My question is, what made you decide to create a film of this magnitude?
Well, you see, we're in this pivotal point in our evolution of our collective consciousness. And the huge question is, does the raw vegan diet work? So I was thinking if we were to do a film, that we should address that question. And our approach to it is one picture is worth a thousand words. Now, there might be a lot of raw vegan children out there that the parents are real quiet about because they don't want to have their kids taken away, which is a very real possibility. So we don't have a lot of information on raw vegan kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the best of my knowledge, this is the only film that has documented raw vegan kids over a long period of time. And I think it's real important because the kids are so special. There's such a special energy that I see in just the day-to-day evolutionary development of them just eating raw organic food with no supplements, no dairy for calcium, none of the heavy proteins, none of the paradigms that we've been following for, you know, like especially the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
In child raising, none of the foods that they have classified as the nutrient density foods that kids need to develop, we're not eating any of those. We, you know, like our children are eating much, much lighter, and they're developing along different lines, which is what I wanted to show in the movie, almost like one picture is worth a thousand words.
You know, I was going to wait before I asked you this next question, but you kind of lead us into it. In reference to the case in London a couple of years ago where the Manulian baby died after being raised on a raw vegan diet, and that can be found on the internet if you type in Manulian, M-A-N-U-E-L-Y-A-N baby, and the most recent Anderson case in Florida, were you compelled to show the public that it is possible to raise children on a living food diet and have positive results after all this negativity in the news?
Well, I was really influenced by the Anderson's case.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt as though the corporations jumped on this bandwagon to denounce the whole raw vegan diet. So there was a lot more at stake than just the Andersons.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop and think that 1,000 people a day die from obesity-related diseases, and nobody's going in and taking obese children out of their homes, and it's a proven fact that obesity leads to juvenile diabetes, childhood leukemia, and a host of other illnesses that will diminish the quality of life for all of this child's life, and they're starting off obese, and I think it can be laid at the parents' doorstep, then for one child or two children to die on a raw vegan diet,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it becomes this huge, you know, like newsworthy issue, I think that there's some corporate politics being played.
Mm-hmm. And are you familiar with the final outcome was? I heard something about the family, their parents on probation. Malnutrition?
What happened was the baby was born without a thymus, and so it was a birth defect. That's why the baby died. Most babies live for 2 weeks. This baby lived for 5 months on a raw vegan diet, and when it was proven that it wasn't child neglect, then instead of leaving the people alone, they put them on probation and gave them all of these extenuating and mitigating circumstances. They have to send their kids to school. Mm-hmm. They have to have their diet supervised by a state nutritionist, you know, which means they're going to be on a standard American diet. And I felt as though they had rushed to judgment and found these people guilty without a trial. And then when the trial actually came about that they weren't guilty, in order to cover themselves, they had to find them guilty of something other than what they were originally charged with to prevent lawsuits. So there's a huge yeah. amount of Machiavellian politics being played around this raw vegan concept, because if people start to go raw vegan, it's going to threaten $3 or $4 billion industries. And these people are not going to see their bottom line threatened by a diet that they can't really make any money on.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no shelf life to raw food. And much of our food industry is based upon shelf life.
Now, and this is the concern, and this is part of the reason we put together Raw Vegan Radio. We want to get awareness out there, because we feel a lot of these cases raise doubts for new parents who may be considering raising their children on a raw vegan diet. What would you say to these new parents who are confused whether the raw vegan diet will supply enough nutrients to the babies to really be healthy? And after this, we'll get a little about your family.
The raw vegan diet is the most nutrient-dense diet on the planet, because the nutrients have not been destroyed by fire. And every other life form on the planet takes all of their nutrients in raw, except people. So it works for every other species on the planet except us, theoretically. But I beg to differ. I think it works in ways that are so incredible until it defies description to try to tell the benefits that you get when you become completely raw over a long period of time.
Well, when mega corporations are involved, of course, there's going to be an outcry. And can you please tell us about your family? How many children do you have?
I have 5 children. The oldest is 29.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest is 18 months. All of my kids have experienced a different variation of raw food. So I got to see a lot of, over a period of 29 years, I got to see the effect of the raw food diet on 5 different children. 2 of my children have been raw from birth
mm-hmm.
and raw all of their life. My first son was raw the first 6 years of his life. He was raw in the womb. And Raven and Joan have been raw for the last 5 years of their life. Raven is 11. And Joan is 8. So Joan went raw when he was 3 years old. Shayla is 4 years old. She's never had any cooked food in her life. She's 5 years old. She just had a birthday. At 5 years old, she's 36 pounds, and she's in the top 90 percentile as far as her height, which is just right on the money as far as national charts for weight and height.
Mm-hmm.
Her attention span is phenomenal, and her ability to assimilate and put into practice ideas as far as art, music, attention span, because you know we're experiencing an epidemic of attention deficit disorder, which I think is related directly to food. None of the children are experiencing any of this. When I was a kid coming up, everybody in my family wore glasses. None of my children wear glasses. My whole family, out of my whole family that I grew up with in Detroit, out of 24 relatives, only 4 of us are still alive. You know, so none of my cousins lived to the age of 30 that were in my age group. They all died before 30.
Wow.
You know, this huge epidemic, you know, this number, just looking at the statistics, is mind-boggling. And now I have another generation of children coming up that none of the chemicals, none of the pesticides, none of the preservatives are present in their food. None of them wear glasses. None of them have had any of the childhood diseases. It's just the stats. When I look at the stats, it's phenomenal.
Incredible. With all your experience and years of knowledge and wisdom, what can you share with our listeners to help them in their journey towards achieving complete health? And we all know what a struggle it is if you've been brought up on cooked food to convert to raw food and just the challenges socially and those kinds of things. What kind of advice would you give?
I think you have to start at the core. You have to have a belief, and because it's hard. It's hard to eat just raw food. And just the term raw food is a turnoff for a lot of people. But the bottom line is that this diet works phenomenally well. An answer to triple bypass surgery because your arteries aren't clogged up. It's an answer to diabetes because you're not full of MSG, which is destroying your pancreas and affecting your liver. It's an answer to arthritis because you're not taking in a heavy dairy calcium that collects on the end of your bones and deforms the joints. It's an answer to colon rectum cancer because you're not collecting a lot of meat that is rotting and staying in your system for 3 years or 4 years. Some people have 75 pounds of uneliminated feces caked on the side of their colon, and their colon actually prolapses and this expands like an inner tube. So it's the answer to a lot of the debilitating chronic diseases that we are now afflicted with. And I think it's a huge anti-aging benefit for those who are able to do it and stay with it over a long period of time. It's a very tricky diet. It's very, very hard to dial it in and get all of the nutrients that you need. So it requires an intense amount of study, an intense amount of self-reflection and knowledge of self so that you can bring everything into alignment. But it's well worth the journey.
Storm, please let our listeners know how they can get a hold of your incredible DVD breakthrough, a raw film documentary. And is there going to be any screenings coming up?
Yeah, March is going to be a month of screenings, so you can check our website for the screenings, and you can also buy the DVD from our website, and the website is www.thegardendiet.com, and everything will be happening through the website.
Well, we'd like to thank Storm for taking the time to join us here on Raw Food Radio. And Storm, with your next project, we'd like to invite you back on the air. Thank you so much. We wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thank you for having me, Steve. I really feel honored.
Coming up next, Steve's Corner, new product sound review. Today we take a look at the new Victoria Butenko DVD, Greens Can Save Your Life.
Seth? However, today I'm going to tell you not only about the miracles of raw food, but I'm going to tell you about the problems that we had on raw food. Because in Russia we say the fools learn on their own mistakes, and the clever people learn on other people's mistakes. So I want you to learn on my mistakes and not to fall our pitfalls. So when we stayed on raw food about 5 years, the miracles kind of stopped. We entered we reached the plateau, and nothing stopped getting better and better and better. I stopped getting younger and younger and younger. When my husband has a very great Russian sense of humor, he told me, if I will continue to get younger and younger, eventually I will just end up in diapers. And so he said, that's okay. Then another 6 months later, I started to feel like I'm getting older. And he said, well, nothing can stop the sunset. And even animals in the woods who eat only raw food, they still die. Well, that made sense. Another year or so later, we started to feel that something is going wrong, because every one of us developed at least one wart. We started to have gray hair, which is a sign of deficiency and toxic deposits. We started to have split nails. We developed some horrible cravings, especially in the evening when we're tired. Such bad cravings, and we couldn't find anything we could eat among raw foods that would satisfy us. So we would end up loading with nut butters and crackers and feel sick afterwards, but we didn't know what else to do. We started to experience lower energy when we're tired, and less energy than we used to, and we couldn't explain it because we didn't change anything. We were doing the same diet. We even were doing better diet, actually. But we were experiencing some kind of going backwards. I still was thinking, well, maybe we're detoxing, maybe it's just because we're eating these nut butters. The wake-up call was when my children started to complain that they have toothache and teeth sensitivity in general, which was opposite from what we experienced in the very beginning. If you read in our books, first, we all experienced regeneration of our teeth. Now, Sergei, one day, he came to me, it was 2003, and he said, Mom, I did not sleep all night. I had toothache. Please make me dental appointment. And I took him to dentist, and we were shocked that he had two big cavities and lots of small cavities. I said to my children, this is not my goal to substitute diabetes with osteoporosis. I'm dedicated to find what's wrong and fix it. I wrote letter to every single professional that I know in the world who is knowledgeable in raw foods. Not only in the United States, in Australia, in Germany, in England, in different countries. And I was surprised to hear that they experienced the same thing. And some of them say, actually, they started to practice and try different things, like trying goat meal, goat yogurt, or 20% cooked food, or whatever. That was very weird. I would ask them, do you feel better? They say, not really. But we kind of, in the corner, we trapped. We don't know what to do. We lost. Last summer, beginning of July, my family of four... Well, I also have older son who's 32, but he's not on raw food, so I'm talking a family of four. We were invited as keynote speakers to the World Raw Food Festival in Germany, the 28th annual, called Children of the Sun. And after this festival, they invited about 20 speakers from different countries to the park to the picnic. And we decided it was a perfect time for us to raise this question and discuss it. And we discussed this topic about what's going on. We've been on raw food for 11 years by then, and we're about to give up. It's just discouraging. We don't know what to do. Everybody said they had the same experience. And the man who actually organized that event, he said that he already for 2 years been eating 20% cooked food. I said, do you feel better? He said, not really. A trap. Igor and I went to St. Louis, Missouri, and we were examined thoroughly. The bone density, the blood, everything, urine, nothing wrong with us. We have normal B12, normal calcium, everything like a young person. So what's wrong? Now I lost my peace of mind. It's in July of 2004. I lost a peace of mind. I said, something is wrong. This doesn't make no sense, right? It's just against any logic. We're all trapped. We need to find the answer. Because what about all these thousands of people that I led into raw food? When they will reach the plateau, they will all come with a little knife to my throat saying, hey, Victoria, what's next? What do I say? Plus, I was really devastated to see, to watch my children becoming really more and more discouraged with raw food and thinking and saying things like, maybe we should begin to steam some veggies. And then they would answer, but that doesn't make any sense. That's what made us sick in the first place. So, what's the answer? So I decided to perform my own research and in order to try to find the answer. So in July, in the end of July 2004, I took every single group of food that exists. Fruits, vegetables, stems, blossoms, greens, and then meat, bone, dairy, yogurt, fish, shellfish, every single group, and compare it to nutritional needs of human body that is recommended by USDA, and to see which one would fit the best. And then after my research, I found out that there is only one food group out of all that fits all of their needs of human body, and that is greens.
And that was a clip from the DVD Greens Can Save Your Life, Victoria Batenko at Creative Health Institute, recorded live October 17th, 2005. On a scale of 1 to 5 mangoes, 5 being the highest, I give that top scores, 5 mangoes. Victoria Batenko really brought it home, the idea of not just eating raw is going to make you healthy. I mean, here was a family eating raw for 5 years. They ran into all kinds of difficulties and pitfalls, so she looked for a new way to get the nutrients they were missing. She looked to the chimpanzees, observed their diet, and the information she has will astound you. Plus, I'd have to say, the way she's come up with this plan to incorporate more greens into your diet with the green smoothie has been really helpful, even in my own life. I have so much more energy, and I feel just like my body's really soaking in that energy. When you drink those green smoothies, it's just truly incredible. So all in all, I give that DVD a 5 mango rating. You can pick it up from www.rawfamily.com, and we'll have Victoria Batenko on a future episode of Raw Vegan Radio.
Coming up, today's news.
America currently leads the world in genetically modified crop acreage with 123 million acres, followed by Argentina with 42 million and Brazil with 23 million. The genetically modified crop combination can harm your health. Chances are very good you've eaten genetically modified foods. At least 7 out of 10 items at your neighborhood grocery store contain them. That said, there's some steps you can take that will help you stay clear of them. First, reduce or eliminate processed foods. Some 75% of processed foods contain genetically modified ingredients. There are many reasons why processed foods are not optimal for your health. For instance, they often contain trans fat, acrylamide, and little nutritional value. So avoiding them will not only help you to cut back on the amount of genetically modified foods you're consuming, but will also boost your health. Second, read produce and food labels. Genetically modified soybeans and corn make up the largest portion of genetically modified crops. When looking at a label, if any ingredients such as corn flour and meal, dextrin, starch, soy sauce, margarine, and tofu, to name a few, are listed, there's a good chance it has come from genetically modified corn or soy, unless it's listed as organic. Next is buy organic produce. Buying organic is currently the best way to ensure that your food has not been genetically modified. By definition, food that is certified organic must be free from all genetically modified organisms, produced without artificial pesticides and fertilizers, and from an animal reared without the routine use of antibiotics, growth promoters, or other drugs. Finally, look at the produce stickers. Those little stickers you find on the fruit and vegetables contain different PLU codes depending on whether the fruit was conventionally grown, organically grown, or genetically modified. Take a look at those stickers and see. The PLU code for conventionally grown fruit would have four numbers on it. Organically grown fruit has five numbers, and it's prefaced always by the number 9. Genetically modified fruit has five numbers, and that's prefaced by the number 8. If it has an 8 on it, most likely you'll want to stay away. This article comes to us from the Washington Post, January 12, 2006. Nice to see this information is getting out there to the mainstream public. You have been listening to Raw Vegan Radio with Steve Prusak. I'd like to thank my guest, Storm Talaferro. Please join us next time. I've got so many great guests lined up, product reviews, in the news, and more on Raw Vegan Radio. Find my website at www.rawveganradio.com. And feel free to send me an email, an audio text. You can also phone in a message. I might just use it on the air. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Raw Vegan Radio.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slip.